lovely. The Yardbirds from their final studio album, 1967, Little Games album. Didn't fly very well when it came out. They were right on the back of the hit single Little Games, and I think people lost interest in them since Jeff Beck had left. Those people hadn't gone out to see the band in the new four-piece version with Jimmy Page playing lead guitar, and that's the album that resulted in it. And one of those hack job producer things where they rushed them through, you know, get this, knock this out, we want hit singles. So it holds up. They did a nice remix of it a few years ago, and it just sounds a little better and makes a little more sense, and adding the contemporary tracks that recorded around that time to that collection just makes for a real nice job of showing off that band. And we got the live album, 1968 live album, a few years back now, finally restored to its original state, and it just sounds fantastic. Amazing band. Glad I got to see him. Pink Floyd started off the B-side of their first single. You heard Candy in a Currant Bun, which was originally called Roll Up Another One, but the record label said, no, can't say that on a record, on a pop record. Sid Barrett at his very best. The Beatles, George Harrison, Flipside, Inner Light, Rolling Stones from Satanic Majesty's Request, and finish up the Yardbirds. It's 4:01 and a half in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Boston, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with transmitters K246BA Boston, 97.1 FM, K220KD Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And also made possible by businesses in this area, including the Hop Lounge, upscale casual tap room and restaurant featuring fire roasted rotisserie chicken menu, vinyl records, and 50 taps dedicated to Montana made craft beers, ciders, and wines. Open daily for lunch at 11:30 a.m. Located in the Barn District off Huffheim. Dave Sushi, serving sushi and Asian-inspired dishes, as well as beer, wine, sake, and for dinner or takeout. For dine-in or takeout, excuse me. Complete menu online, located off Main at 105 North Bozeman, or phone 556-1351. And the Windy Way Rock Shop, celebrating the beauty of the mineral kingdom of Montana agate jewelry, rocks, and fossils from around the world. Also, Himalayan Singing Bowls, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 5237 U.S. Highway 89 in Livingston. Updates and information on Facebook. Okay, now we're good. All set. Yes, and I have something. This is one of the records I picked up in Denver, and it's been around for quite a while, but I passed it up, and I located one that was marked down, and that's what you like to see, discount. It was interesting shopping for records in a different city. I travel around and hit record stores, and every city is different. Just something about the population and the records that get recycled, it's just different. And Denver's always exciting. There's quite a few shops there. And we even found a vendor on the street on Larimer. They're having a little street fair. And there's a guy, Wesley, spinning discs. And he had a few bins of records. And he was a really friendly guy. Gave me a deal because I was a KGLT disc jockey. And I picked up some nice things from him, too. It's all exciting. And nice to be back home where I can sit in my own living room and play records. Or I can come up here to KGLT and sit on this comfy stool and play records for you.
Orange skies, carnivals and cotton candy, and you, and I love you too, you know I do. I could be with you every day and not mind at all. And I love you too, you know I do. Cause you make me happy, laughing, glad and full of glee. And you don't have to try, girl, because to you it comes so naturally to be here in my arms. Nightingale, pay no mind if spring's a little early this year. And I love you too, you know I do. You make me happy, and if you should love me too, then you know what you can do. You make me happy, laughing, glad and full of glee. And you don't have to try, because to you it comes so naturally to be here in my
stopping you here, but I know what it is that you want. Jones. Don't tell me there ain't no other way. I feel good, know what's happening. And ain't a fool, don't see it that way. And make it points anyway. How would I tell a thing why? Ain't got no way. Thank you.
a time when I knew what I would be. Nothing seemed to want to interfere with what was meant for me. Believing in conformity, living in a world of uniformity, I'd ride along with the tide and waiting for the wind to rise till it had shaken all my security. Stepping from the shoreline
The lovely sound of Richard Treese and Malcolm Morley trading guitar licks there from the first Help Yourself album called Help Yourself, You're Running Down Deep. It's another singer-songwriter things in there, and a couple new ones to me. Started off with Brian McLean from an album called If You Believe In, which is a collection of demos that Brian McLean did. He was a other songwriter in Love and often gets overlooked. He wrote some of the big things, and I think Arthur Lee took offense to that. You heard a demo for Orange Skies, and when they played it live, Arthur Lee sang it. And he, when I saw him, he said, I'm singing this to show you I can sing it, because there's some pretty high notes in that. Nice collection, really nice sound too. I just didn't know what to think, and now I'm one over. I think there's another one of those around. I will have to seek out Terry Reid from the companion to his album River. You heard a track off that double album called The Other Side of the River, which is more songs from that session and alternate versions. You heard Things to Try. Terry Reid, one of the great should have beens. He got to tour with the Stones in 69 and it couldn't capitalize on it. Then he did that album River, and it just did not click with the public until a few years ago. It's gotten some acknowledgement. And I've loved it all along, and I was really thrilled when Pat Thomas put together this other compilation. Keith Christmas, another singer-songwriter, and I think he made quite a few records in the 70s. That's from one called Fables of the Wing. You heard Waiting for the Wind to Rise. And it's got some big names on it, a lot of the Mighty Baby Band. And that one has Keith Tippett playing that mad piano on it. Keith Tippett played his own sort of avant-garde style jazz piano and was with King Crimson for a short while. And I got to see him a couple times. Intense guy, but really interesting. And that's a nice little record. One I used to have, and in 1985, I offloaded a lot of records that I hadn't listened to for the 10 or 15 years I'd owned them, traded them away for things I wanted. And slowly I've been replacing a few of those. And that's one that I was happy to pick up a copy of, nice clean copy. And it sounds better than I remember, and didn't cost me much, so I probably came out ahead in the long run. Some of those records I got rid of, I've listened to since, and I realized somebody else will like them more than me. And that's the thing. I could hoard them. I could have twice as many records as I do now. But I was happy to put some things into circulation with a dealer who knew how to get them to the right hands and ears. So it's my civic duty. And then Help Yourself. What time is it? It's 4:26. Heading towards halfway point on this show. It comes up pretty quick. All the planning and stuff, and it just goes by fast. So I will stop here to tell you this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Matt Brewing Company. The tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and a Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout Gallatin Valley, on the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram and Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map. And a couple weeks ago, I announced that the KGLT Record Fair was coming. And there's been lots of discussion with the parties involved, and it was realized that the initial date they had booked it was Cat Grizz weekend. That's not going to work. So Alan Rogers, our fearless leader of Friends of KGLT, she's right on the case and pivoted, made some calls, and the record fair is now booked for December 10th here on campus. It'll be here in the sub ballroom. I don't know which one, one of the smaller ones, I suspect. And it's going to be a good one. Ear Candy and Cameron have agreed to the date change. So there'll be four record stores represented and more. And I got a load of records, man. You're going to want to see them. Stuff I picked up and pulled out of my collection, my second collection, the storage collection. I dropped some things in my boxes, and you're going to want to have a look. There's going to be some great records there if you are a collector or interested or just like to look at old things. December 10th. There'll be more detailed information coming next week, I think. So just mark your calendar. I'm excited. I'm really excited because got to move that stuff out. Like I said, put things into people's hands that would like it.
On Thursday, November 10th, the Livingston Film Series presents Belfast in the Dulcie Theater. Written and directed by Kenneth Branagh, Belfast is a semi-autobiographical film which chronicles the life of a working-class family in Northern Ireland's capital. The free screening begins at 7 p.m. The Dulcie Theater is located in the Shane Center, 415 East Lewis in Livingston.
Yes. Again, going to the new, brand new stack of things. This is a blues artist, Cripple Clarence Lofton. I've never heard his music until now. I knew his name for 50 years because John Mayall mentioned him as one of his big influences. And listen to this, I can see why. Thank you.
Sandy, what does she do each day and night? Oh, where is Miss Sandy? What does she do each day and night? Well, I follow her behavior, the way she do it just ain't right. She's taken the pendant, it's lying on her breast. Well, she's taken the pendant, just lying on her breast. But if I was a lover, I'd leave her down and kick the rest. From afar. Well, I stood by the doorway, she couldn't see me from afar. But it hurt me to see her step inside another man's car. Waiting for her to come to me in vain. Well, I knew I'd be waiting. She'd come to me in vain. But I'll still be waiting when she takes me for a fool.
Jimi Hendrix. Just jamming out in the studio. Country Blues from, it says January 70. So it'd be Billy Cox and Mitch Mitchell at the record plant making a big noise. And that's just something they're tossing off, not even a serious track. Some beautiful playing on that. Start off with Cripple Clarence Lofton from a Yazoo release, a split album with Walter Davis. Is that the other guy's name? I believe so. And I like that. And it's always nice to bump into one of those blues names that I've heard for a long time, but never actually heard. And that's exciting. There's loads of blues out there, and a nice piano tune. Slim Harpo from a collection called Scratch, another find from Denver. And I grabbed that because it has a live concert from 1961, amazingly, and sounded pretty good for a vintage home recording. You heard him covering Little Walter doing Everybody Needs Somebody. John Mayall from Bare Wires, McCaleb playing the slide guitar in Killing Time, and Jimi Hendrix. 4:50. I have something special coming up in a second, so let me tell you these things. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hops on IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bosonbrewing.square.site or by phone, 585-9142, online at bosonbrewing.com. I don't know if you remember back summer of 2019. There was a debut of a Bozeman debut of Kirk LeClaire's movie So Good I Can't Stop. It's a documentary about the bands of Bozeman, or bands of Montana. And some big names in there, Steve Albini and such. And it's a lot of local steel pole bathtub and stuff. And they've been working on a compilation album. Dave Martin's, who lives up in Havre, that sort of a compliment goes with the movie. It's not quite the soundtrack, but it's got a lot of the same artists. And it just came, today is the release date. The album's called Without Warning. No Warning? Let me get it right. Without Warning. It's 24 songs, 20 bands, and a lot of interesting recordings. The Pugs, Bozeman band from way back when, late 70s, Kels Cook's band Beat Nothings and such. I even have a track on it. Yay, yay me. it'll be in stores, and you better grab it quick because the previous compilation that Dave put out sold out quickly, and people are disappointed. And to sweeten the deal, you get a Vimeo code for the movie so you can watch the documentary if you haven't seen it yet. I don't think it's going to come out in any other form at this point, so get double your money for your purchase. And it just means more Dave Martin's will have more money to do more archive releases of Montana bands. I think he's done this is the third one, I think. It's a good deal. He contacted me years ago and asked me if I had tapes or knew anybody. And I explained to him I wasn't here in the 60s or 70s to know any of those bands. But he's done really well on his own researching it and putting it together. It's a really nice package. Double album with a big booklet. Lots of details about every band and lots of pictures. So go grab it. I know it'll be in the stores here. I'm sure Cactus and Wax Museum will have it in stock. So go badger him. Tell him you want it now. And I'll start off here. This is Panache.